It goes without saying that the fate of every business rests in the hands of customers. Similarly, the fate of every nonprofit rests in the hands of its donors. If customers do not buy or donors do not give, the business or nonprofit will not survive. And a primary factor in both decisions to buy and decisions to donate is how much trust the customer or the donor has in the organization. Today, we're going to discuss how you keep trust high with those who hold your future in their hands. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Upsize Your Leadership, the podcast about maximizing your impact wherever you lead, whatever your role. Thanks for being part of our podcast today. My name is Dr. Mike Armour, President of Strategic Leadership Development International, which I founded in Dallas 25 years ago. We are a comprehensive leadership development firm offering one-stop solutions for organizations and individuals wanting to strengthen their leadership capabilities. You can learn more about me, my team, and my firm at leaderperfect.com. Research in Europe, the U.S., and Japan consistently shows that customers will pay more for a product if they trust the company that sells it. Having led a number of nonprofits, I can tell you that the same holds true for donors. They give to entities that they trust. To retain customers and donors, therefore, leaders must put a high priority on building trust among those whose purchases and gifts keep the organization alive. In the next few minutes, we will identify five pivotal practices which determine customer and donor trust. For purposes of this podcast, I'm going to primarily talk about the relationship between businesses and their customers, but the principles that I discuss are equally valid for the relationship between nonprofits and donors. More on all of this shortly. I'll be back in just a moment.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.
Whether in business or in personal relationships, the only way to establish and maintain trust is to treat people ethically. Ethics builds trust, and in business, trust retains customers. Not only that, the best marketing for any business is a satisfied customer who recommends the business to a friend. When people do not trust a business, they are not going to recommend it to others. Thus, no marketing tool is more powerful for a business than a reputation for being ethical and trustworthy. Business ethics, moreover, is more than a simple question of how a company treats its customers. Ethics also extends to the way a business treats its employees. Employees may continue working for a company which they view as unethical simply because they need the salary, but they will never trust that company. And as one highly respected business leader has said, if you don't have trust inside your organization, you can't transfer it to your customers. To create lasting trust, whether with customers or with employees, a company must have a set of core values for which it clearly stands. These values must be identified and stated repeatedly. In nations whose economies have been based historically on free enterprise, it's common for companies to post their code of ethics prominently in offices or in their retail space. Leaders of the companies also talk about this code frequently in meetings with employees or in presentations to potential customers. Giving this kind of visibility and emphasis to a code of ethics is vital. Many people, including employees themselves, do not expect a high standard of ethics in business. As a result, they tend to be skeptical the first few times that they hear a company or its management speak about a commitment to ethics. For this skepticism to be overcome, two things are essential. First, employees must hear the message repeatedly. And second, they must see the company following its own code of ethics consistently. Only when these two things occur will employees view the code of ethics as a serious matter. And until employees take the code of ethics seriously, they are unlikely to treat customers in ways that engender trust. In a short podcast like this, it's impossible to examine all the principles which a company should respect if it is to build trust. From my years of experience as a leadership and business consultant, however, I can identify five qualities which seem to be particularly important. The first is telling the truth without fail, even when short-term benefit might be gained by avoiding the truth. Telling the truth means never misrepresenting a product to a customer. It means admitting mistakes to both customers and employees. It means having the honesty to tell a customer, "Our product is not really what you need." A few years ago, I was sending a high-priority package overseas. I went to a business in my neighborhood that specialized in overseas shipping. The proprietor examined my package and the address on it. Then, pointing to the name of the country on the address label, he said, "We only do a limited amount of business in this country. As a result, our delivery system there is rather slow. Since you need this package to arrive as quickly as possible, let me tell you how you can get it there faster." He then sent me to a competitor down the street. Obviously, by being truthful, he cost himself a sale that day. But afterwards, whenever I had an item to ship overseas, as was often the case, I went straight to his store. I was confident that he would tell me the truth. I could trust him. This story also illustrates a second vital element of creating trust, namely always doing the right thing for people. Had the proprietor not told me about his company's slow deliveries in the country to which I was sending the package, I would have never known. He could have easily withheld that information. But he knew from my comments that it was urgent for the package to arrive without delay. Rather than merely seeing an opportunity to make a sale, the proprietor chose instead to look at the situation from my perspective. He asked himself, "If I were in this man's position, what would it be important for me to know?" Once he asked himself that question, it was immediately apparent that I needed to be aware of the slow deliveries. Thus, he shared that information, that truth, even though it risked the sale. Here was a man who was determined to do the right thing for his customers. A commitment to do the right thing for people is inconsistent with asking for kickbacks or special favors as a condition of meeting the needs of an employee or customer. I view kickbacks and special favors as merely a polite form of bribery. I've run businesses in countries where bribery is a way of life. The person asking for a bribe is never putting the other party's interests first. For this reason, trust never runs high in settings where there is widespread corruption. When a business puts the customer's interests ahead of making the immediate sale, people develop confidence that the company will always treat them fairly. Such confidence is a cornerstone of trust and one of the most powerful tools in retaining the loyalty of customers. A third essential in building trust is honesty. Telling the truth is one aspect of being honest, but honesty also means never cheating anyone or taking advantage of them financially. Again, this principle applies to a company's relationship with both its employees and its customers. Companies that take advantage of their employees financially are creating a climate in which employees feel justified in taking advantage of customers. In dealing with employees, Honesty means never withholding wages from them unfairly. It means paying a just salary for the jobs which they are assigned. And it means never penalizing or punishing an employee for being honest with a customer. As for its customers, a company that lives by the principle of honesty does not sell shoddy or inferior products at an inflated price. If the company should happen to sell a defective product, honesty demands a prompt remedy that does not take advantage of the customer. The remedy may be to replace the defective product with a good one, or if no replacement is available, honesty may call for a refund of the customer's money. While customers will be disappointed if a product that they buy is defective, they will feel cheated if the company does not provide an appropriate remedy. Consistent honesty is absolutely essential if a company is to foster trust. Unfortunately, it is much, much easier to lose someone's trust than to gain it, and it is decidedly more difficult to regain it once it is lost. Nothing destroys a customer's trust more quickly than to feel that he or she has been cheated. A single instance of being cheated is usually enough to cost a company the loyalty of customers who have been regular customers in the past. Whenever possible in the future, they will take their business elsewhere to someone they hope will treat them honestly. A fourth principle, closely akin to telling the truth, is to do everything within reason to keep promises that are made. Trust in a business always goes up whenever it delivers more than it has promised. Trust inevitably plummets when a business fails to keep its word. Here is a scenario which I worked with a while back. A company told a group of customers that a certain item was in stock and promised that the item could be shipped immediately. The company also quoted its standard price on the item. These customers, in turn, made commitments to their own customers based on this quoted price. Later, the first company discovered a mistake in its inventory records. It could complete the order only by purchasing additional inventory from a supplier. Unfortunately, the wholesale price of the item had risen sharply. The wholesale price was now almost as much as the price which the company had quoted to its customers. What should the company do? Once all the costs were computed, the company realized that it was going to make very little money and might even lose money if it shipped at the price it had quoted. On the other hand, if the company went back to the customers and tried to renegotiate the price, it placed these customers in a difficult position. They would either have to absorb the extra cost and perhaps lose money themselves, or they would have to face the embarrassing situation of going to their own customers and explaining that they could no longer deliver at the original price. The first company, in assessing this situation, realized that this entire problem had occurred because its own records were not accurate. Had it kept better records, additional inventory would have already been ordered, and the company would have known about the higher price. Was it fair, then, to penalize the company's customers and their customers' customers by changing the price significantly? The principle of doing the right thing for people seemed to say no. But there was an added consideration. The company had repeatedly affirmed its commitment to keep its promises. If it failed to honor the price it had quoted, it would put that reputation at risk. And without its reputation for keeping promises, the company knew that customers in the future would hesitate to do business with it. The company therefore felt that it should honor the price it had promised to the customers. In this case, the company had to weigh long-term interests against short-term interests. In the short term, it's never easy, of course, to take a loss on a business transaction. However, in terms of maintaining customer loyalty, the company believed it had much to gain by retaining its reputation for keeping promises. This then brings us to one of the greatest challenges in operating a business ethically. It's the challenge of weighing near-term interests against doing what is right in the long term. In the near term, it is often far more profitable to ignore the principles of ethics than to stand by them. A company of character, however, knows that being unethical is profitable only in the near term. Once customers find that a company is willing to act unethically, they will take their business elsewhere if they have a choice. Even if they have no other choice immediately, perhaps because the company has no local competition, they will be the first to check out any new competitor who opens for business. The same thing happens when customers lose confidence that a business will honor its promises consistently or that it will honor those promises on schedule. Both promises that are broken and promises that are fulfilled late destroy customer trust and with it, customer loyalty. A fifth arena for building trust is treating people respectfully, employees and customers alike. None of us trust someone who treats us with indifference or disrespect. Every person has a basic need to feel valued. But no one feels valued when he or she is the subject of indifference and disrespect. Most business owners sense innately the need to treat the customer with respect. They go to great lengths personally to be courteous, considerate, patient, and prompt in dealing with customers. Yet these same managers and business owners may not always extend a similar respect to their employees. In the worst cases, managers bully employees, threaten them, curse at them, and each time this happens, trust within the organization sinks even lower. The employees, meanwhile, having been subjected to such disrespect, lose any sense of duty to respect customers by being responsive, thoughtful, and helpful with them. Instead, the employees become indifferent toward customers, if not curt with them, with an inevitable adverse result in terms of customer loyalty. Disrespect toward employees is equally damaging, even where employees have no direct contact with customers. Ultimately, a business thrives only by keeping costs in line by offering quality products and delivering on schedule. Disgruntled employees can thwart any of these efforts by being wasteful, sloppy in their workmanship, or unconcerned about deadlines. And there is no faster way to create disgruntled employees than to treat them with disrespect. To foster a climate of respect, managers not only must themselves avoid acting disrespectfully toward their employees, they must also see that employees treat one another with respect. When an employee is treated disrespectfully by another employee and management does nothing to correct the situation, the hurt employee is left to feel that management condoned the mistreatment or even sanctioned it. In the final analysis, a business can profit and survive only to the degree that it creates and maintains customer loyalty. Customer loyalty, in turn, depends on trust. If customers never develop trust in a business, they never have loyalty to it. Similarly, once loyalty is formed, it will wither quickly if business loses the customer's trust. Trust can only be formed in situations where every transaction is guided by high standards and ethical principles. While many contributing factors shape a customer's trust, the five we have treated are the most urgent: telling the truth, doing the right thing for people, being thoroughly honest, keeping promises, and treating everyone with respect. Simply being trusted, of course, is no guarantee of a company's success, but any company that is not trusted is ultimately doomed to lose market share to the first trusted competitor who appears on the scene. Thanks once more for joining us today. A PDF transcript of this program is available at upsizeyourleadership.com/episodes. Find the title for today's program in the index there and click on the link to download the script. And let me encourage you to become a subscriber to the podcast so that you are alerted whenever a new episode is available. You can use the subscribe link on the podcast control panel to become a subscriber. And there's a share link on the same control panel for you to pass this podcast to friends and colleagues. I look forward to our next visit. Until then, find some way every day to upsize your leadership.